Tomorrow is the first of the month. We've talked about what that means for most of us, but brick-and-mortar stores are looking at massive rent payments to their landlords in shopping malls and city blocks that haven't seen foot traffic in weeks. And the layoffs we've seen at restaurants and health clubs are now hitting the retail world. Macy's and The Gap, just two of the latest to announce they're furloughing the majority of their employees. And even Instagram-native brands like Everlane are cutting back. Robin Farzad is a host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, Macy's, The Gap, who else?
Yeah, you go up and down any town's commercial corridor and all manner of storefronts outside of maybe grocery or some restaurants have their lights off. So menswear, makeup, the commercial landlords themselves are furloughing staff. So it is truly across the board.
It's really tough. And remind us, what does it mean to be furloughed as opposed to fired or laid off? You get salary, severance, what happens?
It defines by company and depending on union protections. But this idea that we're going to have to let you go for the time being until life comes back to normal, assuming that things do snap back, say, in 3-4 months, we'll bring you back in a staggered fashion. Some of these companies, such as Macy's, are offering health care for a couple of months. Others are offering some other forms of assistance. But it's all, I think, on balance, cold comfort.
Can you get unemployment?
You cannot. You can if you're a full-time 40-hour worker in many of these cases. I've been looking through the union explanations on sites of various retailers. There are people, though, have not made up that 40-hour balance and have to gig to kind of make up the difference.
This is tough. And we've already been talking about this so-called retail apocalypse. It's about 10 years old now. As shopping leaves malls and moves online, now, you've got the coronavirus, you've got online shopping, but are we seeing an uptick as more people are at home, or are people tightening their belts?
You know, online's only held up relatively, and in special defensive situations, you look at free shipping of consumer necessities and look at Whole Foods delivery. In the end, as you say, Robin, this is an economic shock, and everybody's worried about rent due or their own paychecks. So if you look at Macy's, which has been lauded for being omnichannel, you know, come to us however you please, online, which is still largely available, is nowhere near strong enough to sustain the primarily brick-and-mortar essence of this business.
So do you think some stores might not make it through this?
I do. I think that's inevitable. These companies, if you notice, we've been covering the retail apocalypse forever.
Right.
I worry that this is going to sound the death knell for many brands that were just trying to live to see some other seasonal reinvention.
Right. But on the other hand, we're reading lists of things that are selling, lots of craft stuff, lots of home supply. You know, people are finally getting to put in, you know, fix that smoke alarm, but also loungewear.
Yes. You know, your listeners might remember that I'm early to call this. I've been a connoisseur of sweatpants and dad-bought clothing for at least a decade. And so we're seeing Gap and Athleta. They're reporting a boom in orders for comfy wear and athleisure wear. There are reports of track suits selling out, you know, high-rise leggings. You really can't make this stuff up.
Because nobody can see you. Look, people are hiring. Just remind us.
Yeah, the essential players in grocery and household staples, pharmacy, you're talking Kroger, Walmart, and even much of what Amazon does. You'll recall it owns Whole Foods. So you think about all the gig platforms that are seeing an unprecedented surge in orders, whether Uber Eats or DoorDash. So hundreds of thousands of job openings across these companies, but we're seeing millions of jobs lost at the same time.
Yeah, it's tough, tough. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
I'm just picturing you in those sweats. Oh, boy.